Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. It's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Indians lose a tough one in walk-off fashion last night. Minnesota winner 4-3 over the Tribe, and you talked about it at the outset. You know, you sweep Detroit. It's a brand new series. Detroit looked like they were going nowhere, and all of a sudden they win big last night. Minnesota looks like they're never going to win again. Isn't it amazing in this game, Terry, how one day can change your entire perception?
And you know what, Hammy? That's why we talk so often about don't look back. You know, when you make a mistake, learn from it. But don't look too far forwards and don't look back, because I know, just think, when you look in the rearview mirror, more often than not, what you see are guys that are losing, you know, because it just doesn't help. You know, you either get a hangover from getting beat up, or you kind of read your press clippings the way they used to say it. You know, just, you know, be happy when you win, learn from your mistakes, and move on and attack the next day. Because this is a tough game. You know, and like last night, tough loss. You know, game we thought we could have won. Okay, we come back today. And whether we win or lose yesterday, we come back today, and here we go.
Well, the good news is you got Michael Brantley in at bat last night, and he even got to play a little bit defensively. And typical Michael Brantley, line drive out. It doesn't seem to matter how many at-bats he has. That swing just plays out all the time.
Yeah, he took a second swing, and kind of an awkward swing. I think kind of took everybody by surprise. But he's such a pro that if there is some rust, he'll shake it off. And his presence in the lineup, other teams have to respect that. And so, again, the hope is he gets real hot, because we all seen what he can do. But even as he shakes some of the rust off, he's still that presence that they need to respect.
Now, Tito, he is hitting cleanup. Last year, obviously, in the preceding year, he's been pretty much your number three hitter. What goes into how you make decisions? And maybe it isn't that big a deal whether you hit third or fourth, or is it?
I think it's important, yeah. I talked to him about it the other day. You know, there's a couple of schools of thought. One is you want your best hitters to hit more often and to hit in the first inning, and I agree with that too. The other one is, I guess my thinking right now is, if he hits in the first inning, somebody's on base. If he leads off the second, he's a good hitter to lead off. We may not stay with this for very long. I know, I think he would prefer to hit third. I actually like him in that three hole. But it seems like I'm doing him a disservice by putting him and Kip together and then putting Frankie behind him. That doesn't seem to make sense. And they understand that. But I told him, I said, hey, let me know how you're doing with this, because we can always change it. You know what I mean? We don't have to hit Santana first. I think that the way Carlos gets on base, you know, Kip, Lindor, Brantley, that should help them. But if it doesn't work the way we want to, we can always change it.
Now, tonight you have Cody Anderson going. Is it too early in the season to say this is a big start for Cody?
Well, I think if you ask the pitchers, every 5 days is a big start, and he gets pretty revved up. But I think that, you know, last time out, velocity came back. He just, you know, he made some mistakes. He's pitching behind in the count. When he gets back to doing what he's doing, he's going to be just fine. I mean, this kid is, you know, you don't, all the things we said during spring and the reason he made the team, three starts in, you don't lose that. He's had a little bit of a tough time. That's hitters do the same thing. But this is a kid that we think is going to be with us, winning with us for a long time, and that hasn't changed.
Yeah, he said something to me the other day that I hadn't even thought of it. His velocity is up easily 2 miles an hour, maybe even three from where it's been in the past. And he said, you know, I'm still learning how to pitch with that added velocity. Can you explain that, Terry?
Well, it's true. I mean, it's been evolving for him the last couple years. I mean, shoot, he was able to do things last year that he wasn't able to do before, you know, getting the ball down because of his flexibility and his core and things like that. He was doing things he wasn't able to do, and it was new for him. Now, all of a sudden, he's 2-3 ticks up, and that's new, too. He's still learning. But there's a lot to like while he's learning. And the one thing you can fall back on with Cody is he's so competitive. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to back down from any situation. So this kid's going to be just fine.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Twins. It's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.